What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, over in Mosul, as you know, yesterday the Prime Minister basically said Mosul has been liberated. And it pretty much is. The fighting is all but over. There's apparently one area that's like 50 yards by 200 yards where there are some holdouts who are still fighting, but obviously they're completely encircled. They're running out of supplies, and it's only a matter of time. A lot of the ISIS members are surrendering, and once again, we're finding out that a lot of them are foreigners. And some of the nationalities included French, Syrian, Palestinian, Saudi, Russian, and others. They're hired mercenaries. ISIS was a manufactured enemy. Now, Turkish President Erdogan has welcomed the victory of Iraq's troops over ISIS in Mosul, but he says you have to realize the city has been all but destroyed. The city is in ruins, and he's asking a very cogent question. Who is going to pay to rebuild Mosul for the people who live there? Because they've got nothing to work with. Somebody needs to come on in and start rebuilding the place. Now, there's an article over here in Pravda Report, and it's asking a question we keep asking all the time. Will Tony Blair finally stand trial for his part in the supreme international crime? And we are talking, of course, about the unprovoked attack on Iraq and the killing of Saddam Hussein, based on this pretext that there was a threat from weapons of mass destruction, which turned out to be a complete and total lie. Now, back in 2004, the then UN Secretary General, Kofi Annan, was interviewed by the BBC and asked if the invasion of Iraq was illegal. He said, yes. It's not in conformity with the UN Charter. From our point of view and from the Charter point of view, it was illegal. It was an invasion for profit, for control of the oil revenues, for control of territory based on a completely made-up fiction. Just like when Hitler had his own people destroy the radio station in Gleiwitz, Germany, blamed it on the Poles and invaded Poland. Or like when the USS Maine exploded from a coal bunker fire in Havana Harbor. And President McKinley and William Randolph Hearst said, oh, it was a Spanish mine and attacked Spain. That's how these wars get started. And we've seen many examples even within our own lifetime, which is why we need to be very careful about the next big lie coming out of the government and the corporate media to try to get us into war with Russia or China or whoever. Because we know it's going to be a lie. The government has to lie to you to get you to go along with the war, because what would happen if they stood up and said, we're going to attack this country, they haven't done anything to us, but boy, they got a lot of mineral resources we need, and they're refusing to go along with the globalist agenda, they refuse private central banking, we really don't like them, and we think that all their wealth should belong to us. Would you let your kid go off to a war described like that? No, of course not. That's why throughout history, whichever world leader seeks to initiate a war has to trick their own population into it. There has never been an exception. Now, the USS Nimitz carrier strike group has arrived in India to take part in war games with the Japanese and Indian navies known as Malabar 2017. And already the White House is saying this is sending a strategic message to Beijing. We're going to start rattling our sabers. If China is not going to help us with North Korea, then the battle for the Sea of China is South China Sea is well and truly on. And in a further rattling of sabers, the U.S. is sending missile warships, Navy SEALs, to massive war games off of the coast of Ukraine in the Black Sea. Now, these are, again, multinational war games. It's called Sea Breeze, and it's going to have maritime forces from 16 countries. It's sort of the Mediterranean version of the RIMPAC that we have here in Hawaii every 2 years, which is impressive to see here. They're still out there screaming about North Korea and its missiles, saying North Korea will be capable of striking San Diego within 2 years. Be afraid, be afraid. I'm not afraid. Why would North Korea do it? Knowing the response would turn North Korea into a giant green glass parking lot. Lots of countries have missiles capable of striking the United States of America. Doesn't mean they're going to do it. Having a nuclear weapon doesn't mean the country is actually going to use it. It's a deterrent. There's only ever been one country that used nuclear weapons on another country, and that's the United States. Nobody else has done it. But everybody wants weapons in order to scare other nations away from trying to invade them. That's the real value of having nuclear weapons. And if Kim Jong-un gets that capability, he's not just going to throw it away on a whim. Weapons of deterrence are always the last devices to be employed in a war. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network here. China has come on out and said that it refuses to allow the United States to make it somehow responsible for the crisis in North Korea. And it was inappropriate for the United States to try and put China on the spot like that, especially given the tensions that are coming out of the South China Sea. But China has now come on out and said that they are not the key to calming tensions on the Korean Peninsula. If you really want to calm tensions on the Korean Peninsula, let South Korea's new president, Moon Jae-in, do what he wants to do. Reach across the DMZ, grab Kim Jong-un's hand, and say, let's calm this down and talk about reunification. Now, do you remember back during the Obama administration, there was this big stink where, under accusations of espionage, the U.S. expelled a whole bunch of Russian diplomats and confiscated two Russian diplomatic properties. No evidence, just said, we're absolutely pretty darn certain that you guys are spies. And it was another way to try and provoke Russia. Russia did not rise to it. But at this point, as the issue of those properties has come up again, sources in the Russian Foreign Ministry are saying that Moscow may expel some 30 American diplomats. It was kind of a tit-for-tat for the little provocation back then. I think they would be ill-advised to do so. I think Trump would be well-advised to allow those previously expelled Russian diplomats back in and return those properties. Technically, under international law, those properties represented sovereign territory of Russia. We need to back off all of this stuff. Unfortunately, it's clear Trump is being manipulated. The intelligence is being skewed by those around him to twist him to their own purposes. And unfortunately, it looks like Donald Trump has somehow been convinced that war on a major scale is now inevitable and necessary, and that without it, our country will collapse. And unfortunately, on that last one, I actually agree. So apparently the White House has hired two new experts to aid in war planning. Blackwater founder Eric Prince and billionaire Stephen Feinberg have been recruited for war planning. These are people whose personal fortunes are very much tied up in the continuance of the military agenda. I don't think they're going to be objective and unbiased as to what's the best way to handle it. It's going to be invade, 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 spend, 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 spend. Now, over at realagenda.com, we did a flashback article here to this organization called the Center for the New American Security, which is actually the same people that started the Project for the New American Century. There's been some personnel changes, but it's the same agenda. Their agenda is, it's neocon, hardcore neocon, America should rule the world. Now, here's your rifle. Here's your parachute. But unfortunately, the Center for the New American Security is out there trying to influence policymakers to go ahead and just start World War III. Their agenda is unchallenged power alone is all that matters, and it doesn't matter what the human and material cost will be, because on the far side, we will rule the world, and it will be a golden age. I'm wondering how many of those people are on prescription antidepressants or have lead in their drinking water, because they don't seem sane from a distance. Delusions of greatness, megalomania, an absolute callous disregard for humanity in general. Interesting little video that was on the website earlier. Apparently, there was a problem, once again, with the F-35. They were trying to do a landing on a U.S. Aircraft carrier in the dark, simulating wartime conditions. All the lights were off on the carrier, and they were coming in the hover mode. Wasn't a trap shot. But unfortunately, it was coming in over the deck of the carrier. The display system of the F-35 that was supposed to guide him to the landing spot started to malfunction. And fortunately, the pilot was able to sort of guess where he was and get onto the deck safely. But even the officers were saying, we got really lucky. Well, I don't think we should be spending that much money on an aircraft that relies on the pilot's luck to get on through. Less lucky, unfortunately, are 16 U.S. servicemen who apparently were killed when their KC-130 crashed Monday afternoon in a soybean field in LaFleur County, rural Mississippi. Looking at the wreckage, it's pretty compact, but apparently some debris was found 5 miles away, which suggests that either it was tumbling violently and something came loose, or they had some other kind of a failure. The debris that was found away from the main body has not yet been reported on, just in an engine, but it was a crash, and unfortunately these people are dead, and it's a rough business. Very unreliable equipment they have out there. Down in Israel, Mordechai Vanunu, who was the guy who back in 1986, he exposed Israel's nuclear weapons program, and he spent 18 years in jail for that. He's been arrested and sentenced again for violating the terms of his parole, which was he talked to foreigners. That's the condition of his parole. He's not allowed to leave Israel, and he's not allowed to talk to foreigners. And somehow he made a mistake, or he was lured into a trap, and they've thrown him back in jail again. And Israel is very vindictive about this, because they're still trying to maintain the official policy of ambiguity. Maybe we have nuclear weapons and maybe we don't. Well, in the real world, looking at those photos that Mordechai Vanunu smuggled on out, yeah, Israel has a bomb factory hidden underneath the Dimona reactor. So, this is a very alarming trend, and one of our callers earlier in the show referred to it. The Federal Elections Commissioner is looking to investigate what are described as right-wing media outlets under the excuse that they may have helped Russia interfere with our presidential election. In other words, anybody who was being critical of Hillary Clinton and supportive of Donald Trump is now by default an arm of Russian propaganda. I remember when the Washington Post came on out and listed us all as, we obviously had to be working for the Russians. You know, anybody who doesn't love Hillary has to be a Russian asset. No, we're just expressing our honest opinions, which we are allowed to do under that First Amendment. But apparently they're looking at going after Drudge Report and Breitbart. Apparently the trigger for that is if they accepted any advertising on behalf of a Russian company, they are now considered to have been bought by the Russian government in order to bias their news reporting. Again, it's a smear job. There's no proof. We here in the independent media, we're putting out our honest opinion about what's going on, backed up by as many facts as we can muster. We are certainly far less bought and paid for than the corporate media. Now, the head of the FEC is a Democrat, of course. And apparently they're after Alex Jones as well, who unfortunately has made several mistakes lately that have harmed his credibility. All right, let's talk about the economic news here. Story coming out of shtfplan.com talking about the death of the middle class and showing how the suburbs have absorbed half of America's poverty growth. Now, that sounds like kind of a very vague and fuzzy statement, but basically what it's saying is more and more people who were already in suburbia have been driven below that poverty line by rising prices, dwindling salaries, and so forth. And again, this is by design, because throughout history, every tyrant, every dictatorship destroys the middle class, because it is from the middle class, who have a little extra money to work with, that opposition to oligarchy will arise. France, under Louis XVI, stomped on the middle class. The middle class was stomped on by Great Britain in colonial times here in this country. The Soviet, Russia crushed out their middle class. And then when the Soviet Union took over, they designed a system that didn't even have a middle class to begin with, which is one of the reasons they lasted as long as they did. Middle class is the target. Not just as having surplus wealth that can be harvested that the poor don't have, but for political reasons, to remove the possibility of any change in the system. All right, let's take a phone call. Bill in Illinois, thank you for waiting. What's on your mind today?
Thank you. Oh, just a couple of items I wanted to remind you of, because I know you're old enough to remember that we got stopped in Vietnam. They said, well, they told the soldiers, well, you can go this far, you can't go that far, this, that, and the other. And then we got stopped where else? In Korean War, 52. And on. Guess who stopped us each time? China. And you don't think China stopped us?
Well, no, I think there was a confluence of factors. I mean, certainly China did not want us getting too close to them. But I'm also thinking about how in the first war in Iraq, how our forces were stopped before they ever got to Baghdad. Certainly in Vietnam, and probably to the same extent in Korea, the purpose of the war wasn't really to conquer territory, but to grind up older munitions and weapons so the American people could be taxed to buy new weapons and munitions, because that's part of the war scam. Every time there's a time of peace, the people start saying, we don't need to buy any more weapons. You got stacks and stacks of them over there. Oh, let's start a war and use up all the old stuff because we want to buy new stuff now.
Right. And see, real fast, Mike, China is not going to let us even get near North Korea. They are bugs and going to be till the end of time. And China does have enough armaments to stop. And guess who give us the errant information to go into Iraq and they finally publicly apologize for it? Why, none other than that little postage stamp of an ally of ours, Israel. And, you know, how we could have went in on their say-so. See, you were right. 50% were in the Middle East, just like Wesley Clark said, to get the rich richer. But we're there on Israel's behalf. We're their bully boy, see? And And we want to install, just like Clark said, people that are favorable to Israel, and we're doing it. But it's not going to work because it's all going to blow up one of these days where nobody has control of it. And I suppose Russia and China and us and everything will get into it to a certain amount, but we'll never do it all the way because we'll get back to what was called MAD, Mutually Assured Destruction. And I thank you kindly for the time.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And we're going to let you go for a commercial break. We'll be right back with another phone call. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now.
The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go to the phones here. Mike in Kentucky, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you kind of talked about targeting media, and I don't have probably the extensive detailed background and computer programming that you do, but I've certainly seen a lot of strange shenanigans over the years. I started cataloging a lot of it. You mentioned something about shadow banning. Of course, a lot of that stuff was seen as tinfoil hat conspiracy theory, but it's not so much anymore. And
The tinfoil hat people have been proven right time and time again. In fact, tinfoil hats are now in fashion.
Well, I'm Ajit Paj, the FCC guy, and they're trying to make a national example out of us. And, of course, I think I was hired to do some video production work by some right-wing anti-government militia gun nut, you know, groups or associated coalitions way back in the late 1990s and probably further made a target out of myself and the community TV station that I was asked to come to work for. And we did things on the UN Man in a Biosphere and some little programs like that involving Gatewood Galbraith, who was an advocate for industrial hemp. Of course, they've been dragging their feet on that, where Kentucky is missing out on probably $15 to $18 billion industry for the last several years as they've robbed us of our coal economy. And at the same time, of just massive amounts have been exported out west, like four times the amount of coal being exported for the entire state of West Virginia is coming out of the Powder River Basin, going out of sight, out of mind to other markets, And the whole war on coal is a big flim-flam.
It's all a big flim-flam, and it's all about, saying which way the money that's being sucked out of the people is going to be directed. That's what's really lying behind the current debate over leaving Obamacare where it is and coming up with a new version. It's going to be the same scam. All that's really changing is who gets the profit from it.
Well, we're finding documents that were, hung up in their computer system, their glitchy system that they claimed didn't exist. And there was an appeal file that disappeared for a few days. And we've had some fun stuff going on with the FCC. And people have looked at it that are kind of sympathetic or saying, look, these folks are serving the public more so than a lot of full power stations. And, of course, you may have followed that story out of Florida from, I think it was WTVT, Boynton, the general managers basically said, we paid $5 billion for these TV stations. We're going to tell you what the news is, where the reporters were repeatedly asked to re-edit a story on the bovine growth hormone that was being added to the cows. And they took it all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ruled, look, just because they have a license from the government, there's no obligation for the media to tell you the truth.
Yeah, and we talked about that.
That's where we're at. I mean,
yes.
Nobody has any obligation to tell you the truth, even if it's their...
They don't even see it as their job. Again, last February, right on the air on MSNBC, Mika Brzezinski said, the job of the corporate media is to control what the American people are thinking.
Joseph Goebbels said it's the absolute right of the state to control the formation of public opinion.
Yes.
I mean, that's a Nazi propagandist opinion there. So where are
we? When the war was over under Operation Paperclip, they brought all the surviving propagandists over to the U.S. to learn how Goebbels had done all of that. And yes, they're copying the same methods.
The movie The Right Stuff, where Lyndon Baines Johnson was worried, was our Nazis better than the Russians' Nazis?
Yes.
That was a scene. Part of the space program.
I heard a lot of this when I was actually working inside NASA, and it really is all true. There was literally a war going on between von Braun and everybody else. He wanted to be unquestionably in control of the space program, but he blew it when he sent up the monkey in the Mercury test capsule and missed the opportunity to beat Yuri Gagarin in. And after that, von Braun was kind of sort of lowered, and other voices took over the direction of the space program.
Yeah, who knows how many of the Russians lost, though, and killed in their space program that we don't know about, because they just went full steam ahead.
There were a few. They had one bad pure oxygen fire, which they hushed up, or could have sounded a warning for our own Apollo 1.
Right.
Anyway, listen,
thanks.
Mike, got to let you go. Got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our
party. And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And sure enough, now that the U.S. government's proxies in Iraq have clearly failed and have lost, the U.S. is out there publicly proclaiming, we have won against ISIS. So it's a win-win situation, which Donald Trump would like. Getting on back to the economic news here, Italy has stepped in with more funding to save yet another failing bank, bringing the total cost to the Italian taxpayers to over $25 billion. And apparently, Finance Minister Pier Carlo Padoan announced earlier today that the government had received approval from the European Commission to pump 5.4 billion euros into Banca Monte dei Paschi di Siena in exchange for the lender undertaking a major restructuring overhaul. Well, two things here. First of all, the bank should have undertaken a structural overhaul long before now, or maybe they know that a structural overhaul isn't going to change anything. Because when you have an economy that is based on debt, sooner or later that debt is going to eat you. And the second thing to keep in mind is, once again, ordinary people are made to pay the costs of the crimes, corruptions, and stupidity of the money junkies. And the Italian people are not happy. And as a matter of fact, Bruno Macias, who was Portugal's EU minister between July 2013 and November 2015, in an interview at The Express, was saying the Italians are more and more aware that the problem with the country's economy is linked to the EU membership, that Italy had a growing economy before the creation of the European Union, and since then it has stagnated and gone into total decline. All right, let's go on over and take another phone call here. Bob in the Upper Peninsula, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Michael.
Good afternoon.
I like these people with the cardboard signs that health care is a right. Well, First Amendment, free speech is a right, but nobody's buying me a radio station. By the Second Amendment,
I like that.
Owning
That's
a
good
firearm,
idea.
But nobody's buying me a gun. Just because you have a right doesn't mean that somebody else has to pay for it.
That is an absolutely brilliant analysis of the problem there. Okay, yes, you have a right to health care, but you're going to have to get out your own checkbook. The problem I have with all of this debate, and it's a further down on the list, but we might as well talk about it now. Neither side, the Obamacare side, the Trump care side, Republicans, Democrats, they're all dancing around this issue of how to plunder more money from the American people and hand it to their particular cronies, and nobody's really looking at the critical question. Why is medical care in the United States so outrageously expensive to begin with and so poor in quality? In the United States, medical care costs something like 10 times what the equivalent procedures do in other countries. And the other countries are doing those procedures even better. And somebody
Understood.
Really needs to look at that.
Just a simple thought from the UP of Michigan. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's switch over to Paul in New Jersey. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Concerning North Korea, Michael, I've been hearing people on the so-called Patriot right basically war gaming and egging on a conflict with North Korea. You know, they think it's very simple that we can just, you know, fly by and bomb their nuclear facility or their rocket facilities and that there will be no repercussion. And I think they fail to realize, you know, at that point, it's going to be up to Kim Jong-un on what kind of retaliation and where the war will go. Now, the fact
yes.
of the matter is there could be 5 million men dug in foxholes, spread out through that heavily forested, with steep mountains, very tough terrain to fight a war in. And exactly how does the leaders in the Patriot community, how are they going to ferret those men out? We would have to have a draft in America.
Well, all you need to do is look at how badly the U.S. did when the Korean War first started to know how tough it is to fight in that area. But there's a more important question that we need to go on back. These war hawk armchair warriors who don't really understand the dynamics of the situation, they're all out there saying, well, let's just bomb their nuclear reactor and their rocket launch sites and so forth. The problem is by now, I'm sure that Kim Jong-un has dispersed his nuclear weapons. And a lot of the rockets they've developed are on mobile launchers. And they're probably in tunnels by now. We don't know for a certainty that we can go in with a surgical strike to North Korea and get all of the existing nuclear weapons and long-range rockets. We just simply do not. And even Mattis is saying we would be idiots to get into a ground war in North Korea. They have the home court advantage. They also have built up a huge amount of just ordinary traditional artillery in all the years of the so-called ceasefire. So it would be extraordinarily costly. And as far as the so-called decapitation strike against Kim Jong-un himself, Locating him is going to be very, very difficult. And more important, you could actually make the situation worse when you realize who's lined up behind him to be the next ruler of North Korea.
Exactly. Now if you have all these wargaming so-called patriots, armchair generals out there on using our airwaves to promote this conflict and promote a war, I advocate that that is a public volunteering to join the military, and we should extend the draft ages up to the age of 65 and beyond for talk show hosts. I really do believe this. And further, referring to Smedley Butler, you know, he said what needs to be done in war is to nationalize earnings. So the highest paid citizen is paid the same wage as the soldier in the foxhole. Okay? And that
yes.
will steer all these militarists and the military-industrial complex if they know that their earnings are the same as the boys in the foxholes. I think that would slow and put a lot of dampening on the ardor of those who wish war.
It certainly would, and there's one other thing that we could do, and that's return to the good old days where those who wanted a war would lead their own troops into battle instead of sitting thousands of miles away in an air-conditioned bunker, pushing a button and sending other people's children off to be killed and crippled.
Right. So did you get that? Joel Skousen, I'm going to name the names of the people I heard. Joel Skousen, Alex Jones, and Joe Farah. They were all wargaming and analyzing and basically giving Trump a green light to bomb North Korea. It was disgraceful.
I agree.
We need to call them out on it and say, you guys go sign up. Stop talking and get yourself a tin helmet and a rifle and go to the front if you're going to talk like that.
Well, that's one way to approach it. I mean, generally when I'm making a public appearance, in my little briefcase, I have a whole bunch of enlistment forms for the military services. And somebody comes up and says, I think we need to go attack. Okay, here you go. Fill it out. I'll drop it off at the recruiting office on the way home. And that usually will shut them up. And, of course, we have our little meme over here about here's your rifle and here's your parachute. But in the end, I think we need to focus on the fact that there's a certain question of doability, practicality with these ideas of bombing North Korea, given that Kim Jong-un has known that the U.S. has been gunning for him for quite some time, that the issue is his long-range missiles and nuclear weapons, and by now they are dispersed. Unless you totally destroy the entire country and wipe out the entire population, there's no way to know for certainty that you have actually destroyed all the nuclear weapons or all the long-range rockets. You just don't.
And that's what's very sick in the immature and cavalier attitude many of the proponents of the war show, the negative characteristics of promoting this. It's just madness. And one last thing, you know, we have to cross an ocean to get involved there.
Yes.
Can't we let the Asian people work out this issue on their continent and mind our business?
Well, see, the problem is there are too many people in this country who think North Korea is our business. There's $1 trillion worth of rare earth elements under the ground there that are lusted after by American corporations who depleted our domestic supplies. Then you have the fact that North Korea is one of the world's largest opium poppy producers, rivaling Afghanistan. And at the moment, that opium is now competing with the CIA's Afghan opium and driving prices down. And the CIA would like to take control of North Korea's opium in order to establish a monopoly and drive the prices back up.
And North Korea isn't linked with the Rothschild banks. And they also supply nuclear talent and technology to Iran.
Well, we're told that they did, but we don't know how much. I mean, after all, I think it was Russia actually built that nuclear power station in Iran. So I don't know how involved North Korea was with that. But, I mean, there are a lot of private overlapping agendas that all end with the same result, war on North Korea. And it is an important lesson from history that we all need to remember that wars or assassinations never happen for just one cause. What it is you have a group of individuals or institutions who have their own particular agenda, but they overlap on the same solution, and that's when these things will happen. American corporations want the rare earth elements, invade North Korea. CIA wants control of the opium, invade North Korea, and on and on and on. And yes, it does look like we're still aiming for war with North Korea, but I question whether a surgical strike can actually work, whether a decapitation strike might not put the North Korean government into even crazier hands than are currently at the helm. And more importantly, if we get sucked into a ground war in North Korea, we will do no better than we did 50 years ago, and it will be a new Vietnam for the United States.
Exactly. And by the way, wars have a habit of spilling over into all kinds of nasty unintended consequences.
Look at how the war in Vietnam wound up being in Laos and Cambodia as well, although we didn't find out about it. I'm sure China is very concerned about North Korea being the back door for an eventual war between the United States and China.
Yeah, exactly. So either way, I don't see how it's going to benefit the United States. And my brother and I, we had conversations before Trump's election, and we were concerned about this very thing, that this would be a way to get the, you know, if Trump wins, the neocons will be able to get the American rural people and the Trump supporters and support them into basically a neocon war. And with the help of the basic demographic of, you know, people who sign up for the military, the rural whites, behind a war and against to serve international Zionist interests also.
Yeah, that's another one of the overlapping layers behind all of this stuff. Right now, though, apparently military recruiters in the United States are starting to shift their focus away from the rural communities because people are too spread out, and they're starting to go after the inner city youth, the millennials, the people who can't find a job. And in a way, they've created an economic draft where people coming out of school, they've got three choices, move in with the parents, live in the streets, or join the military. And a lot of them join the military. And Claire and I have talked to recruits here on the island who said the only reason they signed up for the military is there simply was no place else they could go. And, of course, if we invade North Korea on the ground, they'll have to bring back the draft, and that will probably wake up America as to just how serious all of this is.
Exactly. And that's what could be the nasty repercussions out of a so-called surgical strike.
My concern is that in order to get this thing going, because Kim Jong-un has not carried out any more nuclear tests, and the rocket he tested the other day was actually a mid-range rocket. It's not their longest-reaching rocket. They already have long-range rockets that could reach San Diego. And again, he hasn't actually used them. He's not that stupid. He may be arrogant, rude, foolish. He's not stupid. Like every other ruler on Earth, he goes to bed at night dreaming of a future where students are memorizing his name and his face and his biography, that he's got statues to his honor and his face is on the postage stamps. And no ruler wants to blow up his own country because then that sort of thing won't happen. Again, my concern is there may be a false flag. The U.S. could actually set up a small nuclear weapon someplace and claim it was an attack by North Korea. And, of course, we're very nervous here because down here in this harbor was the site of a war-starting attack last time, which turned out to be something other than the official story. So they could do it again, or they could do it in Guam.
Well, I'm not worried about it. You know.
Well, I am.
Oh, no, I'm not. I can sleep knowing that other countries have nuclear weapons, like North Korea or Iran or Syria, for that matter. It doesn't bother me. I'm one of these Americans.
I'm in agreement with you. It doesn't bother me that North Korea has nuclear weapons. Okay,
right.
I'm worried about the United States in this eagerness to get wars using one of their nuclear weapons as a false flag. I mean, they're not going to crash airplanes into skyscrapers again. It's passé. Been there, done that, did not buy the T-shirt.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Dan in Texas. And, Dan, I may have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Yes, what's on my mind is this whole thought about going to war, it kind of doesn't make sense, you know, when people are like, I'm surprised they haven't woken up, is why are we even thinking about going to war when we don't even know where most of our military technology and equipment is being sold to? Maybe that's why North Korea has so much and all these other countries, you know, because nobody even talks about, they always talk about China having trade with them, but Russia also has real good trade with them.
Yes.
They have a civilian ferry going back and forth. And it just boggles my mind. Everybody's like, let's go to war, let's go to war. It's like, wait. They probably have all of our, they probably know everything about our equipment and know how to defeat it. You know, that's why a lot of these coups have been going under, like in Ukraine and Syria. And look at just those missiles a couple of months ago. I mean, it just boggles my mind that people know that our technology is being sold, and they still want to send our troops out, knowing that other nations could have the information
you remember the ChinaGate scandal from the Bill Clinton administration. That was the information that he was allowing to be sold to China, militarily sensitive information regarding missile navigation and staging technology, which is especially where North Korea is weak on their rockets. They always seem to take themselves apart during the staging. Again, I haven't seen an actual blueprint of the rockets, but I have a couple of guesses what may be going wrong over there. Anything else?
It just seems suicidal.
It absolutely does. I mean, it absolutely does. I mean, anyway, listen, Dan, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Getting on back to the economic news. We've been talking about the incredible gap between the claimed unemployment numbers coming out of the government and the corporate media and the very dire reality that we are in. And even Fox News the other day admitted that the reality is that almost half of able-bodied Americans cannot find work. And that's even worse than the Depression of the 1930s. Over 100 million Americans willing and able to work cannot find a job, have not been able to find a job for weeks, if not months. And the number of young men not working has doubled over the last 15 years. So you cannot look at this and say that this is an economy in recovery or that it's a healthy, functioning economy. I think what is going on here is the money junkies and the various Congress critters have come to the realization this economy cannot be turned around. And the goal now is to just suck everything they can out of it before it collapses. Basically, they're grabbing the silverware and heading for the door. Because we haven't seen them really do anything that appears to serve any other purpose than to accelerate the flow of wealth from the pockets of the American people into the pockets of the corporate CEOs and their lackeys in Congress. Okay, apparently Amazon has announced they're going to start their own version of retail computer repair, a rival to the Geek Squad. And apparently on that announcement, Best Buy lost $1 billion in value off of its stock with that, because Best Buy does not have the best of reputations in terms of the way they treat their customers. Neither does Geek Squad. I've only had to the last time I dealt with Geek Squad, I wanted my computer repaired, and all I got was a nonstop sales pitch to upgrade to a new Windows 10 machine. It's like the guy did not even want to look at my computer, which I wound up replacing with another home build. So I'm going to take a good look at whatever it is Amazon is coming up with. But you know something? I grew up in an age where competition was considered a vital part of the functioning economy, that you had lots of little companies that were competing in the same marketplace. It would keep prices low for the consumer, and it would keep quality high. And that was why competition was being encouraged. Now, under fascism, competition is discouraged, it is destroyed, and monopolies are allowed to take over. Because monopolies can sell you whatever they feel like selling you for whatever price they feel like selling it to you for. Windows 10, for example, here. Now, India continues to be one of the top consumers of gold, and apparently they are now pulling back another 220 tons of physical gold to serve their consumer market. That's a lot of gold. All right, we've got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.